Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. The Penrith Panthers, they've been celebrating for almost 48 odd hours now. There's been a lot of headlines that have come off the back of it, obviously, and thought I'd just have my say on a few little bits and pieces from it. And look, I know that people, you know, I'm obviously in a little bit of a different boat because I don't support a team. What the Panthers do doesn't really offend me all that much because it's not really against my team or anything. So I don't know, maybe I am looking at it a little bit differently, but I do see the vast majority of what they've done as just banter, to be completely honest with you. Maybe they are a little bit arrogant, but you know, you have to be a little bit arrogant to be successful, in my opinion. Have they taken it a little bit too far at times? I think they have, and I'll talk about those times when I think it has been taken too far. But for the vast majority of it, I mean, I don't know, like all the daddy stuff, personally, I think it's hilarious. I think it's good banter. I think that it will, you know, I had a lot of Parramatta fans that messaged me and sent it to me and sort of said, oh, how can they do this? They're this, they're that. And it's like, well, I mean, they won, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. And it's not like this team doesn't back this stuff up either. Like, if they were just running their mouth without backing anything up, I mean, okay, you're a fuckwit then. But, I mean, they're backing it up year in, year out at the moment. And granted, it's only been 2 years, but, I mean, what are they, the third team in 30, 40 years to be able to do that? So, I mean, it's not like they're not backing it up. That's the other side of it that I look at. And if they're able to do this stuff, that's what gets this team up, which, you know, seemingly it is. They've sort of run their mouth the entire time. They've carried on a little bit. They seem to love setting that challenge for themselves and then backing it up. So, I mean, I don't have a huge problem with the vast majority of the banter. James Fisher-Harris, I didn't have a huge problem with realistically anything he said until he said that they were the greatest Panthers team of all time. And statistically, they might be. I'm actually going to run the numbers this afternoon, hopefully for you guys, if I've got the time, to compare the four premiership-winning sides of the Panthers and see where they rank. It is obviously impossible to compare teams from different eras, but it will be interesting to see statistically how those four teams rank side along each other, especially the back-to-back team, obviously. So we'll see if there is a bit of substance behind what Fisher-Harris said. And look, I think there is a world where Fisher-Harris is 100% correct. I think there's a good chance they are probably the best team, but so they should be. There's been 20 years of rugby league advancements, technology, sports science, everything since the 2003 side won. And there's been another, 40-odd years since, 30-odd years, whatever it might be, since the 91 Panthers won there. So I don't know if it had to be said, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's a bit of a cop-out to former champions and whatnot. But once again, I mean, there's an argument to say, is he wrong? I don't know if he is, realistically. But it's hard to compare compare those eras, and I just thought that was probably a little bit unnecessary. The thing is about Parramatta, look, I didn't really have a problem with it. And as I said to a couple of Parramatta fans that messaged me getting upset about it, I mean, it just builds a rivalry, and the vast majority of them said back to me, oh, there already is a rivalry, it doesn't need this. And I'm like, okay, if it doesn't need this, why are you talking about it? Yeah, if it doesn't need this, you know, you wouldn't be getting upset about it, you wouldn't be getting emotional about it. For me, probably once again, I am a little bit biased because I don't have a team and I'm a content creator. For me, I look at this the next time they play and go, fuck, there is going to be absolute fireworks, as there was when, you know, they had this rivalry with the Melbourne Storm, with South Sydney, little things that went on in the celebrations there as well that just build it up for the next game. At the end of the day, we are in the entertainment business, and I think it's incredibly entertaining. And I hope the Parramatta Eels, I hope they see it all. I hope they take it all in. I hope they save every fucking video of this sort of stuff. And I hope that next year when they play them, they put it on repeat that week and they come out and get their revenge, because that's what Right Rugby League's about. And I think that's what this Panthers side, I mean, they give it, but then they also respond to it as well, and they back it up. And hopefully Parramatta, they can take it all on board. Their players can see it all, experience it all, get fucking pissed off over it all, which they should, and then hopefully bounce back next year and really give it to the Penrith Panthers, which I think would be unreal to see. So as far as the banter and everything goes, I don't have a huge issue with it, but I can understand why other people do. Do not get me wrong. I can understand why you want your winners to be gracious, to be humble, and all of those things. But I do think the game is changing. Every year we get closer and closer to an Americanized version of rugby league. For example, you know, if you would have gone back, you know, 30 years ago and, you know, the team that won it would have had, you know, ski masks on and all that, you would have sort of gone, what the hell are these idiots doing? I mean, that's what the Melbourne Storm did in 2020, you know? So it's not like the Panthers, they might take it to the furthest level than all these other teams, but it's not like other teams aren't changing as well, the way they celebrate and everything like that. But there is no doubt about it whatsoever. The Panthers, they do take it to that next step, and it probably does push the envelope a little bit. Now, as I said, I had a little bit of an issue with James Fisher-Harris declaring them as the greatest Panthers side of all time. You know, stats might back it up. I'm not sure. I think they will. But I still just think it's not something that you need to say. You're a franchise. You're a club. You know, all those premierships, I don't think players should be ranking them on the beers and saying they're the best of them. I just don't think that's how a club should probably operate. That's just my opinion. The one that I had a problem with was the Appy Curaçao comments, though. And I'm a huge Appy fan, as you guys know. I've praised him for the last few years. I've praised the Tigers for getting their paws on him as well. I think it's a sensational get that hopefully can turn that franchise around. But for Appy to come and say that on the stage when, you know, it's, and I mean, he's saying it to the Penrith fans, but I mean, you would have to be pretty fucking thick to not realise that nowadays there are cameras everywhere. Everything you say is going to be on social media. It's going to be seen by every single person. And you know what? There's the excuse, and I spoke about it in the live last night, where if you're going to fill these blokes with, you know, 14 hours of grog and whatever else they're putting into their system, then put cameras in front of them, you're going to cause yourself a little bit of trouble. But I think in Appy's situation, I think he has to rise above that a little bit. I think it was pretty evident, like, throughout the celebrations. I saw it two or three times, you know, when he was having, you know, live videos with his rings and everything, holding his three rings, that, you know, his teammates were sort of saying to him, oh, you know, that'll be the last time you won't get them at the Tigers. And you know what? I don't really have a problem with other players saying it to Appy. That's banter. That's just good chat, in my opinion. I've got no issue with that whatsoever. And I don't know if, you know, I'm sure it wouldn't make Tigers fans happy, but I don't think it also should really pull at too many heartstrings for you that other players are talking shit about your club. I don't know. I just don't think that would overly matter to me. But the fact that Appy, he sort of backed it up, and, you know, granted it was after, you know, 14 odd hours or whatever it was of beers, and a lot of the other players probably saying it to him. I remember they all gave Kikau a lot of shit at their celebration last year, and they came back to Penrith a couple of days before the Canterbury Bulldogs. The photo had leaked of him joining the Bulldogs, and I remember they were giving him a bit of stick that day and whatnot, as mates do to each other. But I just thought Appy, I think he just has to be better than that in that moment. I thought that was pretty poor, considering he is joining that club next season, realistically, in a couple of weeks, and he is going to be, you know, their most important player next year. Appy is going to walk in there day one and be their most important player. And for him to sort of take the piss out of the club and what they're trying to achieve, personally, if I was one of the West Tigers players, I would be fucking filthy at that. I would be livid. I could not believe that that was what Appy said. And as I said, I'm a huge Appy fan. I've praised him for years, as you guys know. But no matter how much I like guys, I think when they do step out of line and they do fuck up, you got to call it as it is. And unfortunately, I think Appy has taken a massive miss here. I think it is very, very poor. And if I was a West Tigers player with him coming into camp next year, day one, I would hope that Appy comes out with a big apology. I really would. And you know what? I'm not sure if an apology really, you know, stops the damage or if it undoes it at all. I mean, he still said it. He still, you know, he still giggled about it after. It was pretty shit form. Maybe he thought it wasn't going to get out. If he did, respectfully to Appy, that's incredibly fucking stupid in 2022. How on earth he thought that wouldn't get out, it wouldn't get back to the West Tigers, just, it blows me away. It's just crazy. So, I'm pretty disappointed in Appy in this moment. I think if I was the West Tigers' current playing group, I mean, I look at guys like Jackson Hastings, Adam Dewey, Joe Ofengawi, who absolutely worked their dick off this year for that club to try and make them successful. And then their star signing, who they're so excited to play with, is giggling, saying that he wouldn't be able to do it at the West Tigers. I mean, I just think it's fucking shithouse, personally. I would be devastated. And if I'm Tim Sheens, I'd be devastated as well. You got to remember, Tim Sheens, the last time he was head coach, or when he was head coach, they took, you know, the 2005 West Tigers side that was probably in as much of a bad position as this current Tigers side is right now, took them all the way to a premiership in 2005. And you know, that takes a lot of belief. It takes a lot of people buying into what you're selling as a coach. And for Appy, the star signing, the guy that's meant to turn it all around, to before he even gets there, to kind of shit can that belief, I think it's fucking bang average form. Very, very poor from Appy. I hope there's an apology at absolute minimum. I have no doubt that Appy's going to do his very, very best once he gets there and try his heart out. No doubt about that. But I think Appy, I think over the next couple of days, he'll reflect on that, and I think he'll realize that he's dropped the ball pretty hard here. How do the Tigers respond to it? Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know if they can afford not to bring Appy to the club. So, unfortunately, the Tigers, they kind of find themselves in a position where I think they sort of just have to wear it. What are they going to do? Are they going to tell Appy not to come to the club? They desperately need him. There's no doubt about that. They're not going to find a better player than Appy at this time of the year, in my opinion. There's been, you know, whispers of Mitch Moses and Cameron Munster. I don't think there are hope in hell to get any of those guys. I think they've done incredibly well to get Appy, and I don't think they're going to get a better guy than Appy. And to bring a spine player that's won two premierships in a row, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone that you would rather more. As of 48 hours ago, now, I mean, there's a couple of question marks over Appy, and it really does question the culture of the West Tigers. You know, I mean, they haven't come out and made a statement yet, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, the moment they come out and talk about it, it's back in the media, it's back in the news, it's going to be spoken about even more. So I don't know how they deal with this situation. I don't know what they do, and it's just not fair on the West Tigers. They've been out of this competition for, 5 weeks now? I mean, the Panthers win a grand final, and all of a sudden, the West Tigers still get a drive-by. How the fuck has that possibly happened? There's a guy there that is committed to represent that club, to wear that jersey next year, and to wear it with pride. And in his celebrations of what his team has achieved, he takes a cheap shot at them. I mean, and that's out of control of the West Tigers as well. I mean, they're obviously doing their very best to rebuild, you know, their franchise and rebuild the pride in their club and in their jersey. And then the star signing, who's a big part of that rebuild, absolutely shits all over it. I mean, you know, it just makes the West Tigers, you know, once again, a bit of a laughing stock. Would this happen to the Melbourne Storm? Would this happen to the Roosters? I don't think so. If this was going to happen to any club, I mean, it probably would have been the West Tigers. And they're trying to build their way out of this. They're trying to change the club. And this sort of stuff just hurts them even more. I don't understand how they haven't played a game of football in a month. They've, you know, they've just been going about their off-season and whatever. And then the Panthers win the comp. And then all of a sudden we have the star signing come out with a little drive-by on them. It just, I don't know. I really do hope that Appy wakes up over the next few days and realizes, fuck, that was shit form. I've got to be better than that. I think there should be a big apology to, you know, every single West Tigers player, the coaching staff, everyone on the board there. And then I also think Appy should probably come out on his social media and apologize to the fans and admit that it is shit form and that he's willing to turn it around. And he's got to probably accept that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
it's going to take a while till fans, till the West Tigers fans probably accept that apology. I don't know if as soon as he apologizes, in my mind, I'm not going to be like, oh, okay, it's all sweet, then it's all done. I mean, he still went through with the act. He's now got to prove it with his actions over the next few months that he genuinely is sorry and he wants to be a part of this West Tigers club. Because if he doesn't, I mean, don't go there. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, if he doesn't want to be there, I don't know if the West Tigers should take him there. And, you know, seemingly he does want to be there. He's spoken about it on the Matty Johns show and everything. And it's all been positive up until this moment. But, fuck, it's hard to undo what Appy said the other day. Pretty disappointing. I'm a huge Appy fan. I love him. I think he's a tremendous signing. I think that he is too much of a good player for the Tigers not to just wear this and move on and try and make the best out of it. But it is very, very disappointing for a franchise to have to deal with this when realistically they have done literally nothing wrong. They've just been attacked from the side, from blind, for really no apparent reason. I just don't think it's fair on the West Tigers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.